Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Big news with Lights on Stratford. Joining us on the phone line with details is Zach Gribble. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Jamie.
Zach, we've got, I think folks maybe have heard since yesterday, but we've got some exciting news for those enjoying Lights on Stratford.
I've got a couple pieces of exciting news. The first is that it's been so successful and in so demand, and in particular on the weekends. We're just seeing so many families and couples and people coming out to enjoy Lights on Stratford and all our displays. So we've decided to extend the festival to include the last weekend in January. So we are going from Friday the 27th, which was our original closing date, to Sunday, January 29th, right till 10 p.m. So a straight run right through there, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. nightly, until January 29th.
And so that is great news, because I know we lost a couple of days, if you will, over the holidays with all of that snow that seems so far away. But Lights on Stratford, this has just been a huge success. So great to see it extended.
Absolutely. And the second bit of news that I've got for you is we are teaming up with Downtown Stratford BIA. So this is a collaboration between Destination Stratford, Lights on Stratford, and the BIA. And we are going to focus on January 27th and 28th, that's the last weekend on the Friday and Saturday, to work with businesses and storefronts downtown to remain open late. So we're going to try to get the entire city to stay open and be super vibrant downtown. So not only are there all the lights, but your favorite retailers, cafes, restaurants, businesses, are all coming together to stay open late, to have just a really magical Stratford experience for local residents to come downtown, and also for visitors, which historically is our busiest weekend, the last weekend of the festival itself.
Oh, well, there you go. Especially with that amazing light display at Market Square, it'd be great if, again, as you mentioned, some of those businesses could stay open maybe a little bit later, and because the crowds have been enjoying it.
Absolutely, and we had an amazing sponsor, Aiken's Brewer, help us deliver some hot chocolate in the square last weekend. On Saturday alone, we recorded over 6,000 people across our late displays. It's been our busiest night by far, and I know that they helped give out over 700 cups of chocolate. They were very busy at their booth in the Market Square. So Market Square and straight through right to Tom Patterson Island, we are just seeing tons of happy people, and we think this is a great opportunity to showcase some of our local businesses where these folks can go in and out and take a look at what we have to offer here in downtown Stratford.
And I know certainly from last weekend, which was just a great weekend in terms of the weather, the collaboration with World in a Weekend in Winter with Stratford Summer Music and SpringWorks Puppet Works, lots of photos of those. I don't know how you describe them. Giant lit up puppets? I don't know. How would you describe them?
Giant puppets. We have some drone footage, and it looks like the aliens have arrived in Market Square at the pool lights display. That was just a fabulous collaboration. So I would like to thank the organizers, World on Weekend, Stratford Summer Music, and Puppet Works. That was just so much fun to see additional cultural layering with Lights on Stratford. And again, part of the mission of Lights on Stratford is to act as an anchor tenant in winter. So how can we bring more and more culture to Stratford in the winter? And when you see World in a Weekend participating, Stratford Summer Music brought musicians up from the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, and they had a sold-out concert last weekend. This is really, really encouraging for all of us that are organizing the Light Festival, to see more and more community events start to happen in the winter, so we can really make the most and embrace this season.
Okay, so we have got Lights on Stratford extended until January 29th, which is great news. And Zach, I know you were busy last Saturday, speaking of the collaborations, serving up lots of soup on Saturday.
The Soups On event was absolutely phenomenal. This was my first time participating at it. We teamed up with Circle Foods and the Lights on Stratford team. I've never served so much soup in my life. There were thousands of people there. And what an amazing cause. So as you know, Lights on Stratford every year selects a local charitable organization to fundraise for. And this year it's the Alzheimer's Society here on Perth. Soups On is their event. And we couldn't be more happy to partner with them and also to participate in that incredible event.
You bet. Lights on Stratford continues. Check out all of the amazing light displays. Lightsonstratford.ca is the website for details. Zach, before we let you go, anything else or just great news that it's been extended?
Well, great news that it's been extended. One sort of cute element to our festival is that staff noticed that there were just many, many pets coming to the light display.
Yeah.
So much so that we track attendance, and there's one clicker to track the number of humans and one for the number of pets. And you'd be surprised at how many pets arrive. So we're also encouraging those with pets that want to come out to the light displays, grab a photo, tag us on it. Every Thursday, we will be posting visitor photos with pets on our Lights on Stratford social channels. So this is proving to be extremely popular with lots and lots of images coming out every Thursday for the pets who are taking their humans to the light display.
Lightsonstratford.ca is the website. Zach Gribble. Zach, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jamie.